many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Amos 5, 4 to 7 and 10 to 15. The prophecy of Amos chapter 5, verse 4 to 7 and 10 to 15. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live. But do not seek Bethel, nor enter Gilgal, nor pass over to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, with no one to quench it in Bethel. You who turn justice to wormwood, and lay righteousness to rest in the earth, they hate the one who rebukes in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks uprightly. Therefore, because you tread down the poor and take grain taxes from him, though you have built houses of hewn stone, yet you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine from them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate. Therefore the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord God of hosts will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate evil, love good. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. My theme for reflection is when the sandcastles start to crumble. When the sandcastles start to crumble. Not long ago, I watched two children at the beach racing the tide with their sandcastles. One built high walls and towers with proud determination, while the other kept darting back to the waves for water, declaring, I am going to stop the ocean. They worked feverishly until, as tides do, the sea returned swift, sure, and utterly unimpressed. Within minutes, their fortresses were gone. One child stared at the flattened sand in stern silence. The other just laughed, shrugged, and ran back into the water. That contrast comes to mind when I read Amos 5, 4 to 7 and 5, verse 10 to 15. Amos speaks to a people frantically shoring up their crumbling society with walls of wealth, ritual, and self-congratulation, even as the tide of judgment surged toward them. Israel's leaders had grown rich on the backs of the poor, trampling justice in the city gates and turning courts into marketplaces where verdicts could be bought. They sang the right songs in their shrines at Bethel, Gilgal, and Beersheba, yet ignored the cries of the oppressed, echoing outside their doors. And so Amos delivers God's shocking word, seek me and live, but do not seek Bethel. Seek good and not evil. Hate evil, love good. Establish justice in the gate. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. The problem is not that Israel lacked worship, but that their worship lacked justice. They mistook religiosity for righteousness and privilege for protection, forgetting that the God they sang to was also the God who defends the poor. Amos reminds them and us that seeking God is not about seeking out holy places, but about seeking a holy pattern of life. Real worship is inseparable from real justice. As N.T. Wright has written, the call of the gospel is for the church to be the church, for a community shaped by the cross to show the world what the reign of God looks like. That call feels urgent in our time too. Many churches in the West are dwindling, seminaries closing, pews emptying, and it is tempting to scramble for survival, marketing campaigns, rebranding, trend chasing. But Amos suggests that the way forward begins not with strategies, but with repentance. It begins with lament, naming how we have prized our comfort over compassion, and then with seeking God by seeking the good, hating exploitation, loving mercy, and repairing what is broken at the city gates of our own communities. Renewal will not come through stronger walls, but through open hands. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I confused performing worship with practicing justice? Number two, who is suffering at the city gates of my world, whose cause I can champion this week? And now our practical exercise. Identify one local injustice, exploitative labor, housing inequality, racial bias, and do one concrete thing to confront it. Sign a petition, give to an advocacy group, or meet and listen to someone directly affected. Let your seeking become solidarity. God of justice and mercy, shatter our false securities and awaken us from complacency. Teach us to seek you not in hollow rituals, but in the hard, holy work of loving our neighbors. Forgive us where we have trampled the poor while singing your praise. Rekindle in us the fire of your spirit to establish justice in our gates and mercy in our hearts. Make our worship inseparable from justice and our lives living witnesses of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.